until the midterms. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. And Georgia's Democratic candidate for governor, Stacey Abrams, and Senator Raphael Warnock were joined by former President Barack Obama at a rally for Democratic voters.
President Obama sure was sharp in his criticism of Herschel Walker. He questioned Walker's will to actually want to help people and called them suspect. Since Mr. Obama's return to Georgia on Friday, incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock has focused on getting the vote out in Metro Atlanta, where he's told voters that Walker is not qualified to represent the people of Georgia. Meantime, gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is looking to deliver an impressive performance in her final debate against incumbent Governor Brian Kemp, who has seemingly solidified his lead after attacking Abrams for weeks on issues such as the economy and inflation.
Fox's Charles Watson. And Republican Senator Ron Johnson is campaigning for re-election in Wisconsin, where he faces Democrat Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes.
It's not just the Senate race that's heated. A fired-up former President Obama said Republican Senator Ron Johnson is out of touch with voters. The former president was campaigning for the Democratic ticket, including Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who says Senator Johnson serves wealthy donors and not Wisconsin. Two-term Senator Ron Johnson is on the campaign trail again in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, with dozens of stops planned over the next week on a massive bus. Like so many other Republicans vying for votes, his campaign is hammering home the economic pain most Americans feel at the store and at the pump. Senator Johnson has a slight lead in the polls, but it's still too close to the margin of error.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. And in India, at least 60 people have died and more are injured after a cable bridge collapsed into a river in the state of Gujarat. Just a few days ago, the 19th century colonial era bridge was reopened after a renovation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A universal love for food keeps the relationship between the American military and Japan strong.
A farmer's market opens Sunday at an American military base on the Japanese island of Okinawa. About 20 farmers and vendors from the area peddling locally grown spinach, pineapples, big lemons, and other fresh vegetables and fruits at Marine Corps Base Camp Hansen, that from the U.S. Embassy. The idea from the U.S. Ambassador to Japan, Rahm Emanuel, who tweeted a win-win for all. The embassy says he purchased Okinawa spinach. The goal is to foster friendly ties between American military bases and their host communities, especially in Okinawa. About 50,000 U.S. troops are based in Japan under a bilateral security pact. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Meanwhile, two environmental activists glued themselves to a dinosaur display at Berlin's Natural History Museum on Sunday to protest what they said was the German government's failure to properly address the threat of climate change. Museum visitors watched as the women used superglue to attach themselves to the large dinosaur while saying, "Do we want to go extinct like the dinosaurs, or do we want to survive?" They're part of the group Uprising of the Last Generation, which has staged numerous demonstrations in recent months, including blocking streets and throwing mashed potatoes at a Monet painting. Plus, there's a new commitment to save some of the biggest animals on the planet.
While the Biden administration has prioritized the development of offshore wind projects to generate clean energy, there's the problem of endangering the lives of the North Atlantic right whale population. There's only about 340 40 of them left in the world, and those numbers are declining. A proposal put forth by NOAA and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management is working the problem. They released a draft this month saying they'll conserve the whales while simultaneously allowing for the construction of more wind projects. Both agencies saying efforts at saving the whales while creating more renewable energy can coexist.
Fox's Karen McHugh, I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.